All right, continuing, Cap, we'll put this in the oven. This one will go into the oven, and Cappy's actually going to allow himself to have a little bit of fun today. Might go for a little bit of a motorcycle. Too tired to do a hike. Too tired to do a hike. I've been doing yard work, a lot of it, and not easy work. Pulling weeds, picking rocks, hauling wheelbarrows. It's not been fun. Aaron, why don't you pay someone to do it? Because everyone's on their stimmy checks and living at home, and they believe that their sociology degree, that real work is beneath them, and I can't hire no kids, let alone full-grown adults, to do this work. And since the division of labor, we're just going to throw that out, and everyone thinks that because they have a college degree, real work is beneath them, I get to do it myself. That we are not here for me to complain. Well, I'm going to complain anyway. We're here to conduct research. And so this is another question. I don't know if I'm going to have any more questions for the lady. I'm sure I will down the road. I'll think of something while driving on my motorcycle. I'll have to pull out, take out a hat, take off my gloves, write it down, put the gloves back on, put the thing back in. And this is, again, where I will preface this. I know there are different ladies of different, what would we call it? Intellectual honesty? Is that what I'm looking for? I hate to paint it with a moral word, intellectual integrity, intellectual philosophy, intellectual choice. I know there are the empiricists, the cold-hearted gals who live in, you know, like black and white, concrete, empiricists. The empiricists, then we'll go ethereal. The imperious and the ethereal. I think that's a better way of describing it. And I don't want the guys, again, I don't want the guys. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. I don't need male input. That's not going to help me. I need female input. But this is now a series of questions where I'm asking the girls, and one group of gals are like, they'll tell me the straight dope. And then I realize that some gals don't tell the straight dope. And some of them know they're not telling the straight dope. But then some of them say, I disagree with the premise. Here is the truth. I disagree. No, I know she thinks she's tough, but I actually agree. So here's the other question I have for the ladies. You girls do know your prince is not coming. You do know you're not all marrying George Clooney. And you think, oh, come on, Clint. No, I want to know. Because if I look at dating statistics and go like, say, Fresh and Fit or not Samuel Jackson, Kevin Samuels, the other black guy, actually more dapperly dressed than Samuel Jackson. This again, and again, dumb guy with a jamoke just looks to me. Y'all think you're going to get a guy who makes six feet. I even did the data and the statistics. What you hear, book of numbers, ladies, you could read this if you want. It is intended for men, but you might find some insight because I could not analyze the female market without analyzing the male market to see where there's a mismatch. And your expectations of men just are completely irrational. And that's the whole shtick that Kevin Samuels, Fresh and Fit, and they bring in girls and they ask, what are you expecting of men? And it's not opinion. They go and they pull the data. It's like, okay, you do know. I think one gal thought like 75% of the male population was 6 feet tall or taller. It's like, where are you hanging out? Like the NBA club? Like, don't you look around? Don't you see most guys are not 6 feet tall? And then I know the salary expectations. They did a poll. Women want men to make, before they consider marriage or commitment, they want the average guy to make more, 58% more than what the average guy currently makes, average current single guy. And I'm trying to reconcile that. I'm trying to figure out, like, but then I've talked to some female friends who aren't stupid. One's, she's smart. She's a smart cookie. I say, do girls, like, is the word settle? Or realign your expectations in reality? Is that nope? Like, and this gal, like, it was no. Like, I didn't understand, which I don't. I guess I don't. It's like, nope, they will hold out. Their prince is just around the corner. I'm like, you know, that's not going to happen. No, every girl believes it. I'm like, yeah, but you know that's not going to happen, right? You're going to die. You're going to be alone and you're going to die. And I hate to use the S word, but you will be a spinster. So I'm like, okay, all right, fine. All right, but you do know that. Nope, he's just around the corner. Well, which is it? Choose. Help me, a dumb guy with a jamoke. Help us jamoke people figure it out. People go, what's a jamoke? Look it up. I don't know. It could be a word my grandfather made. I think it's Yiddish for something. Pretty sure it is. Came from that side of the family. We got called a bunch of young, dumb chamooks all the time, so I think I know what it is. You stupid chamooks, come here. Rah, 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 rah. Oh, I miss my grandpa. Oh, it was great. So now, once again, I need this explained to me. Where to me, it looks like a pure black and white impossibility. The circles do not overlap. There is no Venn diagramming, but y'all insist there is. So for the ladies who are empirical, at least in my opinion, why do girls insist on perfection, on having their prince come, instead of settling for the good, reliable plumber that would actually make her happy? Why do girls want Kevin Gray, Christian Gray, instead of Bob Bobson, reliable CPA and attorney at law? Why do you have to have, I'm trying to figure out who's hot nowadays. Gerard Butler, which you're not going to get. That's Gerard Butler, world famous actor, 300 guy. You're not going to get him. Instead of good old reliable Vlad Elkins, there's old reliable Vlad Elkins, or insurance salesman Sal, or, electrician Eddie. Is it the Disney? Is it propaganda? Is it you're not going to settle? And then here's the follow-up question. Then you're okay being alone, right? Because there's only, 10%, top 10% of men, linearly speaking. I think you girls have a Gaussian distribution. If you do a Gaussian distribution of 10, that's one guy out of every 100, right? But if we're doing a linear, for every guy, one guy, that's a 10 that you're going to sell for, all right. There's nine guys. I mean, probably three that would be, you're not getting that one guy though, by the way, because all the girls are throwing themselves at these guys, and a paradoxical irony occurs where the guy's like, why should I get married and settle down with anyone? I keep getting free tail all the time. It's like, okay, so you're taking a very statistically unlikely to pay off gamble, and are you willing to accept the chances you will lose this gamble? And it'll be too late. I guess another question. Ooh. Is that a separate question? Do you girls really believe you're attractive after 45? I mean, you can be. It's the exception. Beauty at any size. I already asked that question. Now what? Beauty at any age? I'll follow up that question so we keep the data separate, the different comment sections. Very scientific, very methodological. There's a word. So, and then for you, those girls that perhaps are not so more empirical as they are ethereal, tell me the thought process. What makes you think George Clooney is just around the corner? What makes you think Fred is just around the corner? Fred, by the way, is 6 foot, makes good money, in great shape. And we have Swedish ballroom dancing poops. Thank you very much, Fred. I'm glad we got that there. Installing software and listening. Yeah, Carolyn, she's a nice young lady. I got hope for her. She's young. She listens. She's putting forth. I forgot, Carolyn, what were you going to study in college? I believe Carolyn is still in high school even. What were you going to go study in college, dear? All right. That's it. There you go. I'll look for the comments down below. Another question on the way. See you guys later. Toodles.